Hey, this is Brian Friedman with NolaV.com, and today we're going to be talking about music, specifically the blues, and we've got a great person to talk about that with. He's DJ, producer, professor, and entrepreneur Rick Stewart. Welcome, Rick.
Hi, Brian.
Now, is it possible to even define what the blues are? I mean, we know it when we hear it, but is there a way to really sort of zero in on what exactly the blues are?
Right. Well, R is almost a definitive expression of it because there's so many different places the blues has appeared and different definitions that people apply to it. It's both a musical form, which has characteristics, the flatted notes, the call and response, the blues scale, and that permeates other genres, so it's confusing already. And then there's blues in its existence in comedy and lifestyle and just almost everything else. So it's very ever-expanding.
Well, let's start with the music aspect. You said flatted notes. What exactly is a flatted note?
It's a way of bending a note and getting a human voice that we'd probably associate with a moan or something that really carries a significant emotional impact that wasn't really there in European music. So that's the piece that is said to come from Africa and from in the Afro-American experience in the work songs. And then that got filtered back into the music that went on from there.
And in New Orleans, who were some of the early greats?
Yeah, so New Orleans has an interesting relationship with blues as well. One of the most confusing things about blues is that the term doesn't become consistently applied to the music until about 1908. The first published 12-bar blues song was I Got the Blues by Antonio Maggio, Sicilian immigrant to New Orleans, who was trained in opera. Some of the great blues people have emerged from here, and in the beginning, jazz and blues were very much together, and Buddy Bolden's songs really played the blues and used that in the names of the songs. Similarly, the players who took that music up to Chicago, like King Oliver and Louis Armstrong. But a lot of times you'll find that things are commingled with a couple other genres around here. And so a guy like Fats Domino or Professor Longhair had a very deep sort of blues understanding, and that had been their earlier style. But when time came for their career, trends were changing, and the rhythm and blues train kind of took off in the late 40s. And so it was, sadly, the music business was sort of segregated, and there had been race records and hillbilly records. So, but if I look at New Orleans key artists that stuck with the blues, Snooks Eaglin would be a guy, you know, who was here until recently that stayed pretty close to the blues. So there's a few.
Whoa, sweet end. Why did you leave for me? Whoa, sweetness. Why did you leave for me?
So can you demystify the song House of the Rising Sun as it pertains to New Orleans?
House of the Rising Sun. So there's several things going on that you could unpack probably out of that. I believe that there's probably more than one House of the Rising Sun. It does sound like it's about a whorehouse. There's a great amount of history there. There's a lot of songs that name New Orleans as a destination, and that's one of the pieces that I'll be covering a lot is New Orleans is a destination and a source because it's the port town at the mouth of this important river. And so it was always a place where people were going, and they were going for entertainment. It's not too different than it has remained to this day.
Well, you've obviously spent a lot of your life involved with blues and researching the blues, and you're trying to start a blues center. Tell us about that. It's called the Blues Center.
Yeah, I call it the Blues Center. I think New Orleans is a great place to put a music museum of any kind. A friend of mine had said to me, who was from Buffalo, why'd they ever put that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland? It doesn't really have many tourists that come by there naturally. If you want to talk about the artistic side of the business, there's a lot more history down here.
Sounds like a great project. Rick, thanks for coming in.
All right, thanks, Brian.
That was Rick Stewart in New Orleans. This is Brian Friedman.